At what point in this game did the lobbying begin for Albert Pujols?
Last second, about a minute and a half before we did it.
Is that something you brought up to him or he brought up to you?
We were thinking about not using another arm, and it was between Dickerson and Dickerson. And Albert was sitting there while we were talking about it. He said, I'll throw it. And I said, let's roll with that. I like it. Yeah.
How would you assess his performance?
I thought he did a decent job, probably tipping, but overall pretty good. Double play has to get turned. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, it was fun. It was definitely fun to watch. A lot of people stuck around. So nice little reward. Yeah, we know he has a good fastball. He likes his fastball. It's one of the better ones in the league. He establishes it early, and we wanted to make sure we forced him to go to secondary stuff as quick as possible. And by the fifth pitch of the game, he had to flip a script, and we beat him.
Did you find it fitting that on a night that Wainwright and Molina would set the team record for wins by a battery that they would both do what they did, you know, Molina knocking them for, Wainwright doing what he did, and you took them out at the same time, too?
Yeah, I took them out at the same time. They both, at that point, had done their job. That's something to celebrate right there. I mean, the amount of wins those two guys have together is special and something that, moving forward, I don't see anybody breaking that. But that's a special day for them. They're in there celebrating as we speak. But, yeah, it was very fitting.
It would be, I mean, really near on impossible to find anything out of this game that you all could feel bad about. When you have the stretch like you had, and you're looking to win a series, and you're looking to get things in gear, how important can a team like this be just to sort of turn it, plant the flag? This is
really important. I mean, we talked about it for several weeks now as far as our offense, right? So hopefully tell these guys they can't do something enough, hopefully they take it personal. And today they came out against a really good pitcher and prove what they're capable of doing. So to answer your question, I hope it's want a boost of confidence, but that they continue to take it personal, because those at bats look really good.
We talked before the game about Gaudi, how much improvement he's made of late. Is this a different guy you've seen in the last 10 games as opposed to the first 10?
No doubt about that. I think we're seeing him in full swing now. He feels good. The first 10 games, we've talked about it. He felt like it was his spring training, and he's just getting back into shape and getting his timing down. Right now, we're seeing him kind of do whatever he wants with the bat and hit that one with some authority today. But his at-bats have been a ton better and probably look that way moving forward.
We talked about earlier, you were asked about how you know a guy is really going to be able to replicate his results. Is responding to people's response to him part of that? And are you seeing Yepes do that? There's been some changes in how people are fielding him, and his at-bats really have to change, but he's working that process, and it seems like he's adjusting to the adjustments.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Yepes and his ability to adjust, and one, he's not giving at-bats away, but two, the feedback loop coming back in the dugout, talking through his at-bats with Albert and some of the other guys has really helped him make an adjustment at-bat to at-bat, and not game to game. So that's what's, in my opinion, has allowed him to have some success as well.
Yeah. Seems like, just based on the broadcast view that we get, he's basically attached at the hip to Albert Pujols. Is that pretty unique for a young guy to be willing to do something like that?
If that's the closest attached to the hip you can be to somebody, then that's what he is, yeah. And it is unique because sometimes a young guy is a little bit intimidated to approach a veteran like Albert, but Albert has made himself, and the way he carries himself and just communicates, he's made himself extremely available to everybody. And Yepes has found comfort in that, and it's helped. I mean, you got one of the greatest right-handed hitters ever in that dugout. He's using it as a resource for sure. Yeah.
Was Gonzalez throwing just too far under the hitting zone at 42?
Yeah, I think Albert was like right in the hitting zone. Yeah, Gonzalez was underneath it. Yes. Yes.
And results speak for themselves.
They do. We'll work on it. Yeah.
this looked more like the Verne that you all were expecting, now that he's healthy back after it?
Yeah, it was good to see him out there. As we discussed, he was supposed to get an inning of work or so before joining us, but the need was there, so we wanted to make sure we still got him out there and got some work in. But yeah, we're pleased with what we saw.
With the fact that you've now beaten the Giants 4 out of 7, you never know how that can come into play later on if both teams have a chance to,
sure,
to position themselves for a certain playoff situation. That's a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that the end of Is that the Amundo Sosa that you guys have been looking for this year, having play, or did that pass there for you?
It looked a lot better. And he's always going to bring the energy, but today there's a combination of that energy and also him kind of settling into the speed of the game, not trying to do too much. You saw one at bat, I think it was the third pitch before he hit that line drive to the backside, kind of told himself to, like, hey, calm down. And he actually did it. You can just see the rhythm of his at bats change. So it was a positive day for him.